All right, this is the Habibi Show. It is episode number 6. Habibi, how are you doing?
I am good. It really feels like if we just started
last week.
Yeah, like if this is the first time.
I am a changed.
It is so exciting.
Yeah, I am a changed man since I am. These therapy sessions are really helping me.
Like, is it better or worse?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm getting worse.
I think so.
I'm losing a lot of friendships.
I know. We need to stop telling the truth.
Yeah, we do. Lost a lot of friendships, lost a lot of followers, but you know what? I love doing these shows. And I hope you guys who are watching and following are enjoying it too as well. I'm getting quite a bit of messages from people telling me that they enjoy the show.
Yes.
I had somebody from Texas Roadhouse. Shout out to some guy named Uday who works at Texas Roadhouse on Bellway 8 and Wilson Road.
Uday. That's a country Western name.
They messaged us and said they love the program.
Really?
Yes. So we actually have one listener. and we want to give a big shout out to our new producer in the house. That's Hanson.
H&H.
He is our new producer. One day you'll get to take a picture of him. Ladies, I think he's single.
I am.
He's looking for a cougar. Okay. Yeah.
He's only 12.
No, but welcome aboard, Hanson. Yes. Glad to have you on board to take over. Good luck to you.
Nice.
Hopefully
you
could last longer than Justin. We scared him off.
Nice to meet you, and really thank you for being here.
Yeah, so I hope everybody's has been having a great week since the last time we've touched base. But this past weekend, we had a quinceañera.
It was amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Really, it was amazing. I was so honored to be at the presence of your amazing families, you and Eva. Your families are amazing, really.
No, I was glad that you were honored that you were there.
But by the way, this is Hector Garcia.
Yes.
Yeah, just in case.
My name is Hector, by the way.
Yeah, the first time. And I'm Samer.
Samer Nassar.
Yes.
Nassar.
Just in case if this is your first time or last time.
Yes.
Just so you know our names.
We threw, my daughter turned 15. Yeah. We threw a quince. Was this your first quince?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Well, it was the first one that I really cared about. I've been to others when is it going to be?
Right.
No, that one I really felt, wow, I'm part of a family.
Yes, you are definitely part
of
the family.
Thank you.
We had Selena show up.
Selena, my best friend, she signed an autograph for me.
She did. We had the Selena impersonator show up. She did the whole thing.
She was an impersonator?
Impersonator.
No.
Yes, I have
news. Dude, I thought it was the real Selena.
Yeah. No.
I even got her autograph.
The next time we're going to have Selena, and we're going to have a Yolanda impersonator.
And Elvis.
But we have but you left a little early.
No.
Yeah, you did. You left a little bit early because for me, the party started right after you left, unfortunately.
What happened?
I don't know. We started dancing, and I would have some footage of that too as well. But there was a lot of people dancing. And it was a great time. And
I thought I stayed till everybody left. You remember somebody broke a glass frame.
Okay, I remember the glass frame being broken.
So you stayed after that?
Yeah.
Oh man, I want my money back.
Did you dance?
I want my money back.
But did you dance?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Where was I?
You were dancing. I saw you.
Oh,
dancing.
Okay. You saw me dancing.
Yeah.
I just didn't see you.
Yeah.
Well, then
you were in the zone.
I was.
Man.
Oh my gosh, that was so
you
much
were
work.
You're a
very
proud father.
I was. My wife Eva.
Oh wow.
She
you
put together an incredible.
Really,
yeah, she
really.
She's my superhero.
And your daughter, I mean, she is beautiful.
Thank you.
And the choreography they did.
They practiced that for about 6 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. I know the boys were like pissed off about it, but they did it.
They did.
They were dancing and
they
stuff.
They did.
It was very nice. But you know what is, I'm sorry if I just have to interrupt for a second, but do you know what is the thing that was most impressive for me?
What's that?
Is seeing your family and Eva's families together as one big family.
Yes.
Like I was getting lost with being impressed at the same time on how many, this is my cousin, this is my sister, this is my, well, yeah, but to see how, I mean, you know, we live in a time, unfortunately, families don't stay together.
Right.
You guys live in almost the same neighborhood,
right.
Everybody. Everybody's close. The kids, they all know each other. They're all dancing together. I was like, wow, I feel like I went back in time to when families were together. And also seeing, for example, you know how life is. It goes back and forth, and people separate. But seeing your dad moving on with his new family.
Yes.
And your mom was a new family. And
I have a bonus mom and I have a bonus dad.
Yeah, but they're very friendly and they sit in together.
Right.
There is no ill feelings. There's just like how wonderful that was for your daughter.
Oh, it was very special.
Her grandma and her grandpa together and the new grandma and the new step grandpa.
Right.
I was very touched. I was just sitting there watching, saying, wow, what an amazing, amazing test.
Yeah, I had quite a bit of interesting stories that happened. That was told to me after the event. I heard of people who were going in some party bus that was out there and smoking some weed.
I took a picture and I left. I felt like it was getting a little bit out of hand.
Right,
but again, it was a big
party.
Yes,
big party.
And the party
everybody
bus
had a great
was
time.
Amazing. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, the party bus.
Yeah,
the party bus belongs to my cousin.
Your uncle or
my cousin?
Your cousin.
Your cousin Roy. Roy and Yvonne.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jacob's son. No, it was very nice.
Yeah.
I was very impressed, really.
Yeah, no, they know how to party, and we know how to party.
Your family is amazing. Like I don't know. I was speechless, and this is not easy for me to be speechless. I was speechless just watching. Wow.
No.
This is how decent people act. Like, you see so many families.
We just put on a show,
divorce.
Though, because usually we're not decent.
Well, no. Everybody was
real. No, I'm kidding. We are.
It was real.
Right.
It was real. Like, you see so many families, because of a divorce, they separate themselves, and now the kids are going back and forth between two families, and it's very uncomfortable.
Messy.
With you?
No. It's,
I felt, with your family, I felt like everybody's together. It didn't matter who. Maybe it didn't start this way.
No, it didn't. We had some moments, you know, when I was younger, when I first got married, my parents divorced.
Yes.
That was a rocky time. We could not get along in the same room. Obviously, it took years and a lot of forgiveness and just people to get over things.
Also, it's not a coincidence.
Yeah.
Somebody was behind these families to stay together.
Right.
It wasn't like, okay, well, it just happened.
Yeah.
No, somebody had the plan. We can't let this happen for our kids and grandkids.
Yes.
I was really, that was just a celebration of how human beings should behave. Really.
And I will tell you, we're probably missing a good 100 family members that weren't there.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a big
event. I was afraid, like, immigration shows up. Half of that family would be gone.
Right. But you know, at one point we had people standing in the back of the room because there wasn't enough chairs.
Yes.
So
that's right.
We had the time there because some kids showed up from the high school were showing up too as well. So at one point we had about 300 people there in the room.
I mean, it was really like a wedding, but also a celebration of how amazing your family and of course your daughter. She looked amazing.
I was stressing out. The DJ was it was not the best, but
I didn't feel anything. I know you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Brother.
But
it was
overall
amazing.
Thank you. Overall, Eva,
everybody
was
had
phenomenal.
Fun. Because I was looking at everybody. Everybody was having fun.
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody was just like loving each other and
talking and
there was no issues at all.
Right.
So you did a great job, really.
You brought a companion.
Well, yeah.
Yeah? How'd she
just go by myself. Oh, she loved it.
Yeah?
She actually really, really liked it. But, I mean, we're just friends. I mean,
it's just a friend, yeah.
Yeah, just friends. But she really liked it. She enjoyed meeting everybody.
Sure.
And it was very nice, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you
thank you.
Yeah, brother, I'm so glad that you were able to
I was so touched.
And thank you, by the way, for the sponsoring too as well. I appreciate that. I hope you had enough to drink that night.
Oh my God,
the cruise ship the
wristband. I felt like I was on the carnival cruise ship. I was like, hey, give me another drink.
Yeah, that's good. Hopefully you had enough. So you leave to Cozumel.
Mañana.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes.
It's my monthly trip.
Your monthly trip. I got to get on that schedule.
Yes, yes. I would have loved for you and Eva to join me this time. But there is a good friend of mine's wedding.
Right.
And he invited us.
And Eva's sick right now, by the way. So even if we said yes, she would have gotten sick and she probably would have
Yeah, you could go.
I could go. I could go.
No,
you hear that, Eva?
No. I am so sorry, Eva. No, it is. But you know, like talking about people's behavior, and it's just, it was very pleasant to see that. Meanwhile, the opposite to that is when you're in the car. Mm-hmm. I was coming here. It took him about an hour and 15 minutes. But you
see people in Houston is ridiculous. But you see
people behave different. Like, I think maybe I crossed my lane by mistake. I'm not sure.
Yeah, road rage.
And then this guy come right in front, cut me off.
Yeah.
And flick me the finger and go back. And I'm like, dude, what?
Yeah.
First of all, what if I'm a really, really good driver and this is my first mistake? He shouldn't label me as, oh, I'm a bad driver.
Right.
Because that happens. You could be an amazing driver and you make one mistake
and
now everybody think you're a dumbass.
Yeah.
What if I'm a really bad driver? Do you really want to cut me off and I'm a bad driver?
But are you a good driver?
I will run into you.
But you're a good driver though, right?
You will.
I hope so.
At the end of the show, we will announce the results. But the fact is, what if
By the way, Hanson, he runs one of the largest transportation companies in America, so I hope he's a good driver.
Yeah, but you know, one time I fired myself. Seriously. No, really. I'll tell you about it.
You know, Houston is an hour away from Houston, and the last thing you want to do is spend an hour and 20 minutes in traffic, right, Summer?
I know. This was only like 20 minutes, right?
Yeah. And you know what you should have done?
Called Excelsior.
You should have called Excelsior. Right. You probably would have been here sooner.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Yeah.
And you could have had time to talk and work and all this
exactly.
stuff. And been in comfort. You probably wouldn't got road rage, road rage got on you.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting angry.
That's right.
Nobody's flipping off the fingers and no guns involved. Excelsior Transportation keeps you away from the road rage incidents here in Houston or around the world. They have a phenomenal service. They are the best when it comes to transportation services. So if it's getting around Houston an hour away or going to the airport or going to a convention, make sure you look up ExcelsiorLimo.com. Excelsior Transportation, the best transportation company in the world.
But the thing is, what if I'm just saying this because it's just amazing.
Yeah.
What if I was really a bad driver?
Yeah.
Do you really want to cut off a bad driver? I'm going to hit you if I'm a bad driver. But you know what is more important? I remember growing up, and my mother will tell me, because grew up in Egypt, mm-hmm. this has happened all the time. So now my mother would tell me, what if that driver just lost his job? What if his son just died? What if his wife just left him? What if he just found out he has a terminal disease? You really don't know what people are going through.
But you also, I've seen people where they're also reading magazines.
Yeah, but we're talking about
putting on makeup.
I'm sorry, this is bad influence. I'm trying to be positive. But really, think about it.
Yes.
What if somebody really just found out bad
news? Yeah, they're not focused.
So don't really act
and
in a way to
make it worse.
Shoot them a finger. Maybe they just need a break. Yeah. Really, can you imagine somebody just lost his kid?
What is your worst case of road? Have you ever had road rage
like
yourself?
Like against me or I did?
You did. Did you ever have road rage against anybody
in
else?
In Egypt, I used to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to like park the car and get out and
throw rocks.
No, that's in Gaza. No, that's in Egypt. You get out and
throw rocks. Do you have drive-by rocks? Rocking. Yeah. Drive-by rocking.
But actually, no, in Egypt.
No, drive-by stoning.
Well, the difference is here in America, the good thing about America.
Yes, what? We just use guns.
No, there's laws. Like if you hit somebody, you go to jail.
Okay.
In Egypt, if you hit somebody and you know somebody really up there, nothing happens to you.
Okay.
So you get out and you hit somebody. But most of the time in Egypt, when you fight, you end up to becoming really good friends. Because you feel bad.
Not
oh,
here.
Man, he's bleeding. Let me go fix his side.
Yeah, you know, I cover, I'm on the news side of things of another program here in Houston.
Oh, you can't say the name?
I can say Grizzly's Hood News. But, you know,
too fast. Really.
Grizzly's Hood News.
Yeah.
But
it's on Sunday, every Sunday,
Saturdays.
Channel 39.
Saturdays at 9:30 really? In the morning on CW39.
On Channel 39,
yes.
Right? It's a very good show.
Yeah, so you're recording the wrong program.
No.
Yeah, I'm not help I follow. I can't get up infomercial.
I recorded Fizzy. No, not Grizzy.
Fizzy. But we cover road rage all the time here in Houston. Yes.
But if we just think about it for a second, mm-hmm. who knows what that driver is going through?
Yeah.
Just if I'm somebody and somebody cut me off, I'll just stay away from him.
Right.
And that's it. I'm not gonna chase him. Why? But talking about bad drivers,
yeah.
I remember when I was many years, we got a phone call from one of our largest mm-hmm. clients at the time. And they said, oh, we have seven salespeople waiting to go to the airport. And they finished the meeting early or the training early. They need to leave right now. They're trying to catch an early flight. So I was at the office. I wasn't driving at the time, but I could have gotten in the car. So I said, okay, well, there's no vans. I'm going to get in the limo. So I get in the limo. And I said, shoot, that was like maybe 28 years ago. So I got in the limo. And I thought that would be a nice upgrade. They're going to be happy to be in a limo instead of a van. So I go there, pick them up. Of course, they've been drinking. You know, they're salespeople in training last day. They've been drinking, and they saw the limo like, wow, the limo, that's amazing. This is really cool. But that was a long time ago when seat belts were not required.
Right.
I don't know if...
So.
Handsome Hansen. You don't remember that stuff, right? Yeah. So... So I got a limo, picked him up. Mm-hmm. As we're driving to the airport, a car cut me off.
Yeah.
So I hit the brakes. Now the limo's long, so the brakes are exaggerated.
Sure.
You feel it harder, right? So there was a woman sitting all the way in the back of the limo. She flew all the way and hit the back of my seat.
Wow.
As a driver. Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I going to do? Somebody cut me off. And they didn't wear car seats. I don't think there was enough car seats in the limo anyway. Seat belts. Sorry.
Well, you got little kids in the back.
I mean seat belts. Sorry, not car seats. So anyway, we go. And so next day, I receive a phone call. Now I'm the owner of the company, right? Somebody calls it, I need to speak to the manager or the owner, so I answer the phone. Oh, this is so-and-so, I'm with XYZ company, I just want to report a really, really bad driving experience. I said, okay, sure, what happened? He said, well, you have a driver named Samir, and he did this in the limo. Of course, I couldn't say, yeah, that's me.
Right.
I was like, I am so sorry about what happened. They said, what's your name? I said, my name is Anis, which was my business partner at the time. I said, my name is Anis. They said, we don't want this driver, Samir or Samer, to drive us anymore.
Right.
I said, sir, that driver is fired. And I said, I am firing this guy, Samer, today. And you would never see him again. And of course, we made a big note, Samer cannot drive those people. But I fired myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was fired.
Did you hire yourself back?
No.
I would never hire him.
I give myself a different position.
What was that?
The owner of the
You got a promotion. This is when I became promotion.
And then I fired Anis. No.
By the way, shout out to Anis, who was in Cozumel.
Anis and I, we've been friends for many years and business partners for like 30 years. And then he decided to retire and follow his dream. He married a wonderful lady named Carla from Honduras, from Tegucigalpa. I think that's how you say it. And they decided to move to...
You're Honduran, aren't you? No? What are you? Guatemalan.
Same thing.
The Central Americans.
Now they live in Cozumel, and they are so happy. Mm-hmm. And I go see him every month, and they're just amazing people. Anis will always be missed. Work is not the same without him, but soon I'll join him.
Yes. Now, you had a business partner for 20, how many years? 28 years.
20 years.
That's
28 years.
So I'm sure through that entire process, you guys had some pretty major disagreements.
No.
Never.
See?
Never any disagreements like that.
Never. Wow. You know, I tell you the key to it and the secret to it. We had no ego. Ego in partnership.
Out the door.
Is the biggest poison. But not just business, but even marriage or brotherhood or whatever. When you let your ego get involved. So what happened between Anis and I that made it successful for that many years, he always looked out for me and I looked out for him. I didn't look out to see what's best for Sammer.
Right.
No, it was all what's best for Anis. And also Anis he looked to see what's best for Sammer.
Incredible.
This way I can relax knowing Anis got my back. It's right. kind of like in the military.
Yes.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
They tell you not, don't worry about yourself. Worry about the one next to you.
And the person next
and
to you
next
works,
to you worries about you.
That makes sense.
And I tell you, Anis was the perfect.
Yes.
Not just brother or friend, but an example business partner. Right. Because he really cared about me.
Yeah, and you guys started back in 91, 92.
The business, 93.
93. And
but I met him in 85.
Oh, 85. But then you guys said, hey, let's start the business together. Who started it first? Who's
well, you know, at the time, I was the director of sales for the Holiday Inn Corporation in Houston. And he had a job and got promoted to be the rooms division manager for the Holiday Inn Busch Garden in Tampa.
Okay.
So he had to move. He was not happy there. Yeah. I was not happy here, you know. And then my son was diagnosed and went to the hospital, was brain cancer. So that kind of gave me time to really rethink where do I want to go? What do I want to do? And Anis, I mean, I can't say enough, but Anis used to fly on the weekend from Tampa to come to Houston just to hang out with me for the weekend in the hospital while my son was in the hospital.
That is,
and during that time, we started talking about
business.
What do we do next?
Right.
Because I knew my life would never be the same. It had to be better.
Right.
Otherwise, I'll feed the loss.
Right.
But, and we started talking about business ideas. We had no money. We couldn't build a hotel because that would be a lot of money, but we knew a lot of people. So we started thinking, who do we know and who do we know and what do they want? That's really, we went backwards.
Yeah.
You know, until we get to the situation that, well, I think transportation, it was kind of like the same idea like Uber. It was our company.
Right.
What do, at the time it was just taxis and stuff, and then it became, we implemented the hotel or the hospitality industry.
The service.
Service into that. So we started doing direct bill, like sending bills. We did common cards. We did confirmation calls. Where transportation company didn't do that. So that's kind of what set us apart from...
No, and when I use Excelsior Transportation...
You get a phone call.
Yeah, I get a phone call, follow-up, and I feel the difference of the care when I use... It's incredible.
And you have no idea how many times our client says, oh, my God, I totally forgot I was leaving tomorrow. Thank you for calling me.
Right.
Or, oh, my God, I was going to fall asleep, and the driver woke me up, so thank you for calling me. I mean, you know, we just put it in a way that client is the most important thing.
Yeah.
But Anis
that's a solid partner too as well.
Anis, and he is smart.
Yes.
Anis was very smart.
Right.
Well, you know how Egyptians are, you know. And his name is Anis Gerges.
Gerges, yes.
What is King what? King Ramesses.
Right.
Or Hatmos.
Right.
So Gerges, you know he is royalty.
Right.
Yeah.
And his son worked with us for about a year
here.
Yeah,
Adam.
Adam.
Yeah,
Adam
he's the coolest guy.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. We got to bring Adam or Anis one time to come do a part of the show.
And he has another son named Andrew, also a really cool guy.
Right. And we could talk about the jackpot, the cat.
Jackpot the
rest
cat.
In peace.
Jackpot the cat died. I'm sorry, Anis. Sorry, Adam. But these guys here have no sympathy to nothing. They give him such a hard time, but the cat named Jackpot that died.
No, because we were at Anis's house the day before. And,
in Cozumel.
In Cozumel. We're at Anis's condo.
Yeah,
and Anis was given a grand tour of the house, and the cat. I remember it was Adam or somebody was saying, "Get off Jackpot!" Jackpot was running around everywhere like a maniac, and then it just struck me how hyper the cat was.
Yeah,
and I don't like. By the way, if you're watching and if you know me, I don't like cats. In fact, I hate cats. I like squirrels more than I do cats.
Squirrels?
Yeah,
I like good soup.
I've never had squirrel soup. Have you? Squirrel soup? Yes.
I reserve the answer till we off the camera.
Have you had turtle soup?
Yes.
That's amazing.
It is.
It's really good.
Yes.
Hanson, have you ever had turtle soup?
I have not.
But, I mean, we have to save the turtles.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. But
so we had the soup, and then we put them back in the water.
Well, speaking of soup, so no,
it
we were
It
wasn't
there. Hot. It was cold soup, so they didn't die.
No. they were just there. But Jackpot was running around the house and just jumping from things to things, and it was just great. And I think somebody was eating up having a cat, you know, the petting, and it was just, I don't know. It was just, Jackpot was kind of just everywhere. And I'm sorry, Anise, if you're listening. I'm sure he is. But it was like the cat was running around everywhere, yes. And it was very hyper. And then, you know, it was a little bit annoying. The cat was a little annoying. I hate cats.
He died. No, just wait. Remember good things about
so
him.
So we're on the boat the next day, and Anise was supposed to go with us on the boat.
Yeah.
And I said, Adam, where's your dad? And he goes, oh, he stayed behind. I go, why? Oh, because Jackpot died. And I go, yes, Jackpot.
It is so important for Excelsior or any business that wants to grow to keep up with the time we're in. And in order to do that, you have to have the right team members and team players and people that could take you to the next level, like Brand Nation, Hector and his staff. Trust me, guys, really. There's so many... I don't want to say fake, but there's so many people, they think they can do it because it sounds easy. It's not. But these guys, they have so many years of experience, and they've been through ups and downs. They develop so many very good skills that me as a business owner or you as a business owner, you can benefit from. They're amazing. They're with you. They're with you for the long haul. They're not just, hey, let's get paid and leave. No. They're with you because they want to see you succeed. And that's because of this guy, and he hires the right people.
Like Handsome Hanson.
Well, I'm not sure yet. We just, you know, I don't know about facial hair, but it's okay. So, but no, seriously,
right.
These guys, they make you really not worry about those things, mm-hmm. and focus more on your business.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a website, need a billboard design, or even an OnlyFans account like Cameron has coming up soon, make sure you subscribe to that. Yeah. If you need podcasts or some type of self-marketing, make sure you call us 713-999-4661. That's Brand Nation 713-999-4661.
Well, let me ask you something.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that was sad. That was really mean of me. But we ended up turning into a big joke about that. That brings up a question
in my mind. That? So now, okay, obviously, you didn't like cats. You didn't like Jackpot specifically.
No, I don't like cats. So, Jackpot was very hyper.
So that adds a little bit more to make it personal with Jackpot. So what if there is something about your best friend that you don't like?
My best friend.
Would you tell him?
Yes, I would.
What if you don't like your best friend's significant other, like the husband or the wife?
It depends.
Would you tell him, hey, you know what? I don't think your husband treats you nice. Right? Would you tell, what if you know?
I wouldn't go out of my way to tell them, but I think that if they ever come around and say they're looking for advice. Like, for instance, I come to you a lot for advice, right? And I say, hey, Samer, why does Eva beat me? I mean, no, I'm sorry. No, she doesn't. No, why is this happening, right? And then you'll turn around, and that's an opportunity for you to say.
I mean, we all knew why Eva beat you, so we'll never ask you this question.
By the way, no, she
like
doesn't. Eva's
going to
give me.
It's okay. It's not. It's just like.
It's a slap.
It's not really
hard. It's a pat. Yeah. A high five.
So, but what if you know that your best friend's wife is cheating on him?
If I know my best friend, yes, I would tell him. Absolutely.
What if he knows and now you put him in the corner that he has to do something?
I've been in a situation where I've told one of my best friends.
What's his name? No, I'm just kidding.
I've had to tell my best friend.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
So how did he know that the wife was cheating on him?
Well, it's because the wife...
It wasn't with you.
No. Oh, okay. No.
That would be weird.
That's a double whammy there. But no, there was a time when... one of my best friends was brokenhearted and devastated, and I would hang out with him, go have dinner, just console him.
Devastated? Why?
Him and his wife were going through a situation where they gone through a split.
Oh, so they had issues.
Yes,
already.
They had issues. Yes. However, during that time of us, kind of they weren't divorced or anything. They're just having a little bit of a separation. But during that time of separation, she was seeing a friend of Eva's.
But how? Oh,
yeah. She was saying, yeah, she was.
So she was seeing another girl?
No. if I let too much information out, give more details out, it's going to let everybody else know. Okay. But it was a friend of Eva's, and it's a male. And
Eva have male friends?
That they're hairstylists.
Those, okay.
I guess it's a hairstylist. Yeah,
then it's
hair,
okay.
It's
yeah.
a hairstylist.
That's safe.
Yeah.
Or a florist.
Yeah. Oh my. We're gonna have to be careful with that one. But so I knew they were something was going on with them, and I had to tell my friend. I told him because he was just devastated. I said, I don't know if you guys have another shot because I know this guy is. I know they're
that she
they're
already,
doing something. Yeah. They're more.
Did
than,
he believe you?
He did. He did believe me, and he
did
took
they,
off.
I bet you they he did t- not
he,
separate.
I remember when I told him, he left me there at the restaurant we were at, and just took off, and he was very upset.
Did they stay together? Probably.
No.
No way. Really?
No.
He confronted her.
Yeah. Well, they tried to work things out, but it didn't work out. But if it was my brother, absolutely my friend, my brother.
But
you met a lot of my brothers this weekend too. Yes. As well. But. You know, I would definitely tell
but
them.
It's a very touchy subject. Because
it is.
What if you go tell somebody, first of all, what if you're wrong?
Yes.
For example. What if you're wrong and you don't know? Or what if the guy really knows?
Yeah.
And now you kind of exposed him and now he has to act a certain way because you know it.
Right.
You might lose him as a friend.
Yes. And I
would
did.
Would you go talk to the wife?
I did. I lost See? Him. I lost yeah. him as a friend for at least a couple of years.
He was embarrassed, maybe.
Probably.
It Not
was
two, mad two, at
I didn't
you.
Talk to him for 2 years, and then he came
so
back around.
So what would you go talk to the wife? Tell her, hey, you need to stop what you're doing.
No, I didn't go talk to the wife at all. I mean, that's not my place to go tell
so
her.
So you wouldn't?
I wouldn't go tell her to stop.
You wouldn't?
No.
So, no. Like, for example, like if I'm married mm-hmm. and you know me well and you know my wife really well, and you know that she's doing something, would you go tell her, listen, if you, look, I love you and I love Samer. If you don't stop, I'm going to have to tell him.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
There was a movie like that, actually.
Yeah, because that's kind of hard because I think I have loyalty to my best friend to tell him.
What if she was your best friend?
Then I would do
then
the same.
Then I don't care. Let her have fun. I don't care about that guy.
Then I would tell her. Then I would tell her to you know. So, hey, chill out because you're
going to... But you wouldn't go tell the husband then?
No.
Because he's not your friend.
No, that's not my place.
That's a very interesting approach.
Am I wrong about that?
I've been put in that situation mm-hmm. before. And, you know, I can see that they're going in the direction of a separation.
Right.
So I didn't say anything.
Okay.
Because I can see that he is handling it on his own.
Right.
But if I saw that he wasn't,
yeah.
Then, and it's hurting.
Sure.
I don't know. It's very difficult. I'll talk to her. Yeah. I will talk to the woman and say, hey, I mean, if I have the relationship that I can talk to yeah. her, I'll say, listen, you know, you shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah. You know, I had a, well, my, I'll be honest about this part. And this is very honest. And this is, my kids know about this. So, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, me and Eva were pretty close to divorce. You remember that whole
yeah.
situation? And
I was very happy for Eva, actually.
Darn.
I was like, Eva, all right, you deserve better. Right.
But, you know, I had a supposed close, really close friend of mine, supposed, and I thought it was a close friend. And he went off and told my kids that.
Oh, yeah.
That told my kids that you guys need to prepare for divorce. And we're like, what? Like, my kids didn't tell me until after the fact. He was upset that me and Eva were actually reconciling and
yeah.
working things through. And during that reconciliation, my friend was very upset about that.
That's the bromance.
Yeah.
He was jealous.
Probably.
Yes.
Probably. I think that there's times that too as well. I don't know if it's like a bromance thing. I think it's more of a, that he probably felt that, you know, there's jealousy, but also more of things that he probably thought that, that I should hold myself to a certain standards. And he was
yes.
putting things in my ears too as well. But to be fair, I did not put Eva in a good situation at all.
But you know what? What that friend or so-called friend did,
yeah.
it's okay. It's good.
Right.
Why? Because sometimes we just want to protect our kids so much, which is not right. They have
yeah.
to learn that mom and dad are also a man and a woman, and sometimes they're
yes.
going to have issues. And kids are so much... stronger than we think.
Oh, yeah.
And they need to learn because that's real life.
Yeah, and my kids.
Sometimes people have problems.
Yeah, and my kids, and I know they're listening because they tell me they listen to the podcast. You know, they're strong. And
yes.
When they first told me they were crying, because it was, they told me a year later. They didn't tell me when it after it happened. They told me a year later that this happened. That, yeah, this your friend was telling us that you guys are going to get a divorce and you couldn't prepare for it. I was just blown away. My kids are not like grown adults. They're teenagers. Could you imagine hearing that from your father's best friend that, hey, you guys need to prepare for divorce? That is sick.
You know what?
What?
He's wrong, mm-hmm. but that was good for them. It made them stronger.
And
it made them aware too, hey, let's not give mom and dad too much hard time because we want them to be together.
Right.
You know?
And, you know, we work things out even without, we work things out. And, you know, and we not only did we do that, work things out with each other, I found my, I reconnected my faith with God through all that. And that helped things get things
through.
So
you see,
we're not completely.
Something bad turns amazing.
Yeah, we're not completely.
And where is that friend now?
It's gone. I have some message.
We know where
he's at. Yes.
But that's
crazy that happened.
But that's real life.
Yeah.
Real life. I learned from my daughter that she'll be like, why are you trying to shelter me? Why are you trying to protect me too much? Let me be sad.
Yes.
It's okay. Haven't you ever been sad before? I said, yes. She said, you should worry about me. If I never get sad, then something is wrong.
Right. The danger is staying sad, though. I think that you got to push yourself through the emotions. I think it's natural to go through a sadness or even natural.
But you have to become sad
yes.
to know how to. Like, I remember a therapist telling somebody, I was telling my ex-wife, you cannot help your daughter that much. She has to learn how to fail.
Right.
So she can learn how to bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she's never failing, when she's on her own and fails, she's not going to know how to deal with it.
And some of the most dangerous people, and I'm talking about dangerous in a good way, are people who've learned to bounce back.
Dangerous in a good way?
Dangerous in a good way. I mean, like, they're in other words, these are people.
That's a different kind of show.
Okay, I'm talking about people who are unstoppable. People who are unstoppable and people who cannot be stopped
are tough, who
become tough,
yes.
who have faced life,
have been through, like
have been
you,
through, been through life.
Like me, like you, like handsome,
some handsome.
You know? Yeah. I mean, with that beard and stuff, you look like a terrorist.
And you know, Habibi,
Salaam alaikum.
Ala snack bar. That's how you say it. But, you know, the thing is that if you're watching, you probably haven't gone through things in life.
Everybody's been through something.
And yes, everybody has a story.
Yes.
Sometimes people, I've learned that some people do not get over that. Like they don't
yes.
bounce back.
They feel like entitled or like the life is not fair to them.
Mm-hmm. They become
victims. I never
like
to use the word fair, by the way.
Yeah, they become victims.
Like when somebody,
life's not fair.
Oh, that's not fair. What is fair? I don't know. There is no fair.
There's no fairness.
I mean, but if you want to talk about fair,
yeah.
you can look into yourself and into your life. You'll find so much fairness. Really, find a lot of fairness. Actually, your life will be unfair to somebody else that doesn't have what you have.
Right.
Whether it's family or health or, well, okay, never mind looks. But, you know, I mean, no, you look okay. You're not bad, really.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your confidence.
I mean, I went to a restaurant the other day, and of course it was Ramadan, right?
Yes.
But I wasn't fasting that day. So I went to have lunch at this restaurant, Indian restaurant in Katy. And of course it was empty because a lot of people were fasting. I was feeling kind of a little bit, you know, embarrassed or shy that I'm going to eat where people are fasting.
Yeah.
And then the owner of the
restaurant. And you ordered a buffet?
No, it was the buffet, actually. Yeah. So the owner of the restaurant is like, hello, he knows me. I said, oh, hi, oh, there's nobody here. He said, yes, because, you know, it's Ramadan, everybody is fasting. I said, I am so sorry. Are you fasting? He said, yes. I said, I'm sorry that I'm coming to eat. I guess he wanted to compliment me somehow. And he said, yeah, but you're an old man. It's okay. I was like, what?
How old are you?
He said, yeah, you're old. You're old. It's okay if you don't fast. I was like, man, just get me Diet Coke. Leave me alone. He was trying to be nice to me, saying, you're an old man.
Yeah.
So
he was being honest.
But I had the best lunch
ever. He was being honest. Handsome Hanson's giving us a signal and telling us it's time to wrap up the show. It's episode six. Episode six. So we thank you guys for tuning in for this week.
Really,
next week, when do you get back from Cozumel?
I get back Monday.
Monday, okay. Yeah. So we'll have another
show next Thursday. We're
good
for whatever date.
Okay. Yeah. So thanks again for tuning in. I am Hector Garcia.
And I'm Samer Nassar.
And thank you. God bless you. And thanks for watching The Habibi Show.
We love you all. Thank you.
By the way, I think it's better on the podcast than YouTube. I like listening to it in the car.
Really?
Yeah. Have you done that?
No.
No. So make sure if you're watching on YouTube, go to your the podcast store, whether it's Android, Google, whatever, or Apple. Look up The Habibi Show and subscribe. You'll get notified every time there's a new show. You can listen to it on the way to work. You can laugh. You can cry. You can do whatever you want with it. But it's hopefully we get 2 listeners by next week.
I think so.
But again, thanks for watching and tuning in. I'm Hector. And until next week, stay blessed.
I'm Samer. Can't wait to see you again.
Love you too, brother.